Let's get the finance now. Here's Simon Fraser. Good morning to you.
Hi, Hamish. US markets are closed for the Martin Luther King holiday today, but there's still been plenty happening beyond Wall Street. Most notably, oil has resumed its downward trajectory after a brief recovery late last week. Brent crude fell 3.7% to $46.55 a barrel, while Tapas crude in Singapore is also down at $49.67 a barrel. The apparent trigger for the latest slide was Iraq's declaration that it's producing a record amount of crude oil. A former advisor to the Saudi Arabian Minister of Petroleum has added to the price worries, telling the BBC the OPEC kingpin can cope with such low prices for at least 8 years. Back in the world of equities, European share markets rose as anticipation grows that the European Central Bank will begin quantitative easing, to be announced when it meets on Thursday. The broad Euro Stoxx index rose 0.6% to 3,221. London's FTSE 100 added 0.5% to 6,586, while the German DAX gained 0.7%. The Swiss stock market recovered some of its recent losses in the wake of last week's surprise decision to unpeg the Swiss franc from the euro. It closed up 3.2%. Some falls in key commodities and the hangover from yesterday's heavy losses on the Shanghai share market in China could weigh on the local share market today. Copper fell 1.5% and iron ore slipped 0.7%. Spot gold's virtually unchanged though at just under $1,277 an ounce. In local futures trade, the ASX SPY 200 is 5 points or 0.1% lower at 5,260. The Australian dollar is buying around 82.1 US cents, 70.6 euro cents, and 54.3 British pence.
Simon Fraser, thank you very much indeed. We'll see you again tomorrow.